This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to two clubs in Miami and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for hanging in there with me tonight. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean that. I mean, I sincerely mean, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do up there on the website. Including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last, I don't know, 8 years or so. And you don't have to be afraid of. You know, you don't have to be afraid of us. You know, we don't eat little kids. We don't drink blood. You know, it's what you've been told is just a load. How do you like that? You like that? Did the load thing. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And do get involved in the conversation. Really, seriously. Make sure that you're not just spewing party lines. I brought this up earlier tonight, and I meant it. You shouldn't just be spewing party line, pulpit line, whatever. You really should know and be able to speak to whatever, you know, the issues are. All right, so in watching Al Franken this week, it brought back an old story about Al. You know, the self-righteous guy sitting there. I still am amazed that a comedian tried to school a constitutional, for all intents and purposes, somewhat of an expert, was trying to school a man that had been practicing law his whole life. And the way he justifies is, you know, I've been around the Senate now for a while, and I've heard a lot of these arguments, and I've learned something. I've learned that your Constitution doesn't look like mine. Well, that's because your Constitution, you think, is outdated. It's over 200 years old, needs to be overhauled. It doesn't show today. You want a socialist Constitution, which is really not a Constitution at all, really. But what was interesting is that there were almost 1,100 felons who voted in the race that he won. And he won by only 312 votes. But if you took those out, his other people, the guy he ran against won. So, you know, most Democrats in the eyes of the Obama administration, that is, most Democrat lawmakers and left-leaning editorial pages across the country, voter fraud is a problem that doesn't exist. You know, we do a lot of stories about voter fraud here, people that are picked up for it. The problem with voter fraud is you pretty much have to catch them in the act of doing it, or they have to admit to doing it, which is why we need to change the laws for voter fraud. I mean, look, if you got 10 ballots going to your house and you fill them in and you send them back and it's your handwriting that's on the signature line, then you're guilty of voter fraud. Because if you don't know that you're only allowed one vote, then you've been in a coma, you're totally illiterate, you have an IQ of 3.5. I mean, you've really got to be a Maroney. Seriously. Now, I know I've got to relax, right? Anyway, the argument becomes much harder to make after reading a discussion of the 2008 Minnesota Senate race in a column called Who's Counting? Now, this is a new book by conservative journalist John Fund and former Bush Justice Department official Hans von Spakovsky, a good Italian guy. Although the authors cover the whole range of voter fraud issues, their chapter on Minnesota is enough to convince any skeptic that there are times when voter fraud not only exists but can be critical to an outcome of a critical race. Look, in my area alone, we've had people win by 17 votes or 30 votes. I mean, well under the number that could easily have been fraud votes, which is why they need to be taken seriously. They need to be counted properly. Everybody's vote should count. Everybody's legal vote should count. Let me rephrase that, right? We reported a couple of months ago, and it's proof. It's out there. It's not like in right-wing newspapers that there was a counties in Virginia or West Virginia, wherever it was, that had people that were 140, 150, and 160 years old voting. I told Tammy, we need to move there. Whatever's in the air, whatever vegetables they're eating that they're growing out there, my God, we should partake of. So in the 08 campaign, Republican Senator Norm Coleman was running for re-election against Democrat Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 325 votes. I'm sorry, 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. After the first canvass, Coleman's lead was down to 206 votes. That was followed by months of wrangling and litigating. In the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes. He was sworn into office on July 2009, 8 months after the election. Now, during the controversy, a conservative group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voter rolls. The group identified 1,100 felons, all of them ineligible to vote. And they all voted in the Franken-Coleman race. So those votes should have been negated. They should have been pulled back and voided out. Now, the group took the information to the prosecutors across the state, many of whom showed no interest in pursuing it, but Minnesota law requires authorities to investigate such leads. Where was the AG's office then, right? Why weren't they in there to make sure that the votes actually counted, that the will of the people was actually carried out? Oh, they were a couple of white guys. It wasn't a big deal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation, for real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
It could be headbanging music, right? In the 80s or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, I didn't do that stuff. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, all that fun stuff. But the thing you need to do, look, see the shirts? They get a little old. You know what I'm saying? I need you to buy the book. I make about 20 cents a book. And that way there, if I could sell about 1,000 of them, I might be able to afford a couple of shirts. So help me out. Yeah? Don't make me have to make a sign. You know, we'll talk for book sales or something like that. Whatever. We'll work for book sales. Anyway, head up to, you know, if you're on Facebook or you're one of those Facebook people just love to get involved or engage through Facebook, you can also head up to our page there as well. And there's smarter people than I up watching there, and you can converse with them. If I bore you to death, it's easy to get involved with them, I'm sure. Because they take me all over the place sometimes. I'm sure they can do the same to you, and I really do. We're talking about Al Franken, one of my favorite people. Kind of, sort of. I remember him when he was really young, which kind of means I'm really old or something. I remember the first SNLs, and I remember our parents just going, oh, my God, how can you watch that garbage, you know, that kind of thing. So it was always fun to make you. I know it's always fun to make your parents crazy. I realize that. Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So Franken's election, you know how they love this, to talk about how anytime a Republican is elected to a high office, it's illegitimate, right? I mean, there's something wrong, something went sideways. So when you have things like this, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Because I had an argument with a Dem last week about Rachel Maddow, and I said, if it's illegal, if it's truly illegal, under any circumstance, to post somebody's taxes or republish or put them out there that are not your taxes, and it's a federal offense, shouldn't she be charged or should she be investigated? And he kept saying no. So I said, so what you're saying is you're okay with a left wing breaking the law and they should be left alone. But if somebody on the right did that, if it was done on Fox News, you'd want them held to a higher standard. They wouldn't answer the question. So it's the same thing here. You have, and you're required by federal law. Right? If this was the other way around and it was a Republican and a Democrat and there was a black guy that lost, you bet your buns that the AG would have been all over this. President Obama's administration would have been all over this. This is plain and simple. There's no interpretation. None needed. They have proof that the people who voted were felons, and felons were ineligible to vote. And they went to the proper authorities who refused to do anything. They should have gone to the government, to the feds, and said, hey, there's a federal offense being carried out here. But they weren't interested. Why? Because it was a Democrat. That's why I say to you, this is not, it's not fair and equal anymore. And they're really, I'm sorry, some of you listening are Democrats, I realize it. But can you really scream equality from the hills? Can you really tell me how you want everything fair and equal and you want everybody to have the same chance when stuff like this comes up and you don't scream about it? So they were supposed to investigate these. And nobody wants to take it on in Minnesota. So, let me see. Minnesota law requires authorities to investigate such leads. And so far, Fund and Von Spakovsky report, 177 people have been convicted. Not just accused, but convicted of voter fraud. 66 more were waiting trial when this thing was written. The numbers aren't greater. The authors say because the standard for convicting someone of voter fraud, especially in Minnesota, is that they must have been both ineligible and knowingly voted unlawfully. Well, who's going to admit to that?
I didn't know that.
Three of them came to the house. I thought Phil Mullen. I want to Phil Mullen and send them in because I want to make sure I got the vote, you know. The accused can get off by claiming not to have known they did anything wrong. Would that be great? I'm sorry, officer. I saw the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, but I thought that, you know, 65-70 felt really cool. I didn't think that was wrong. I'm sorry, Joe Citizen. Didn't mean to get in your way. Go ahead. Continue on, please, at your 65-70. It was really, this gets ludicrous, doesn't it? And so, by some of the standards that the Dems themselves have put in place, that they've called out, that they said should be adhered to. Should he be a senator today? Come on. Without Al Franken's vote, which is why they waited. See, they were smart. I got to give him credit there. Obamacare wouldn't be here today. He was the 60th vote needed to push it through. This is why voter fraud matters. One vote, 200. Look, this is 2.9 million votes. And it only took a couple hundred votes to sway it. Illegal, wrong votes for voter fraud to sway it. Right? Now, I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was screaming, you know, we make too, the Republicans make too much of a big deal out of voter fraud. Of course, because we keep bringing attention to it. It's got to make her uncomfortable, right? And this stuff, again, this is important, people. This is extremely important. You can't allow this to happen. We can't allow this to keep happening. All right, so let's do some kind of lighthearted, funny stuff. Man, I think it's lighthearted. You may not think it's lighthearted. There was some of these stories that just felt in my field. All right, how many of you guys out there heard that, let me see, what's her name? A fan memorabilia for music stars has reached new limits. So, what is it, a lock of hair, fingernail clippings, I don't know, whatever. Whatever you can get something on a star of some kind, an entertainer would have, right? It's a big deal, and people sell this stuff for big money. A cup somebody drank. I've never got it. I got to tell you, between you and me, I never understood this. It never really sunk in with me. So, this is a legit story, people. If you hurry, you could be the highest bidder on a Ziploc baggie. You ready for this? I don't even know who this person is. Full of air from Adele's recent concert in Australia. She's some biggie. What are you, I'm serious. This is a real story. I think about this. So she, let's see. I apparently, somebody got a baggie full of air from the where she gave the concert, and the bids are up less. I think it was like $500 some odd or what have you. A bag of air. They were up close to $500 last I looked. Air that may or may not have been in a star's body. Think about that. And you want me to trust some of these young people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flocket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Please answer the question.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way.
We are back.
He had a boogie style, but no one else could play.
Wasn't you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a problem. Always a pleasure. Sometimes a problem. To have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, yeah, I give you all the stuff. You know, you head over to my website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping One Guy. I should say, please buy the book. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I you know, the last couple segments of the show, I love to do this really crazy stuff. So apparently Adele, and again, she must be some famous singer. I really don't know her that well. So Adele fans are bidding on a bag of air from her. How do we know it's from her concert? Should we have it tested? We got like DNA of her and the air to make sure it's hers. So it's again, what is wrong with you people? Why are you bidding on the air or what could be air from a celebrity? I am not that into anybody in that light. It's just crazy. All right. So a new study shows that nearly one third of American workers could replace in the next 15 years. No, this is not one of those, you know, by illegal immigrants or anything along those lines. This is worse. This is actually kind of funnier. According to the LA Times, it's robots. Robots could replace almost a third of American workers in the upcoming, within the next 10 to 15 years. And again, truck drivers supposedly may be the first to be in the chopping block because now we have all these self-driving cars, vehicles. I saw one of those demonstrations of the trucks driving itself. And I got to tell you, I mean, if you think about it, on the truck driving side of the world, not a bad idea. I don't know if I'd want something that big, that heavy, to have total control of itself. You know, I've seen the movies. So anyhow, but does that mean that talk show hosts are next? What do you think? Right? How many of you remember that guy, Max Headroom? Remember him? I mean, I that's the first thing I thought of, because he was artificial intelligence in the 80s, and it was pretty bad. You know what I'm saying? How many of you remember this guy? Say something.
How do I get this silly?
I hit the wrong clip. It's okay. But if you remember Max Headroom, he was a weird character. But he was supposed to be like first artificial intelligence. He had a face and no real color, no real character. Well, I guess he did have a character, didn't he? He was a character, yeah. I don't know. But I think I come up with that. I guess maybe something else. All right, let's see. What else we got here for crazy stuff? Oh, this one should scare some of you. Scientists in the UK just got approval. This is not a funny story. To create babies using the DNA of three different people. So now they're going to get to play God, see if they can create a baby. I'm sure some people would much prefer the old-fashioned way, but we'll move on. Britain's Newcastle University says that scientists have received a license to create babies using the DNA from three people to prevent women from passing on potentially fatal genetic diseases to their children. Now, we talked about this the other night before I even read this. It was Japan has approved genetic alterations at the egg level. So they're fixing, changing DNA at that level to make sure kids are born without any kind of deforms. And even to the point where you'll be able to choose the color of your child's hair, eyes, gender, and the whole nine yards. It's just creepy. What do you walk in and go, hi, we'd like a blue-eyed, blonde-haired, 6'2", 170-pound child. Make sure you make all the proper adjustments. And here's this. Here's some of the pictures we have of skin tone color we'd like. It's just crazy. We've long, you know, I mean, what happened to the excitement of not knowing what the baby was and then having to deal with whatever came your way, good, bad, or indifferent? I know, God bless, my kids are healthy. Didn't know what the heck they were. Wouldn't want to know what they were because I probably would have been crying half the time. The license was granted last week by the country's fertility regulator, according to the university. In December, British officials approved a cautious use. Wow, that's weird. I mean, Hitler was looking to do this. He wanted to create his own army. He was playing around with genetic mutation. He's playing around with a lot of stuff, but think about it. In the wrong hands, think about what this could do. Anyway. The British official approved the cautious use of the techniques, which aimed to fix problems linked to mitochondria, the energy-producing structures outside of a cell's nucleus. Faulty mitochondria can result in conditions including muscular dystrophy and major organ failure. Now, mitochondria disease can be devastating for families affected, and this is a monumentous day for the patients. Now, it'd be one thing, in my mind, it'd be one thing if they're able to play around with it and fix it. You know, after the baby's born or while the baby is being produced in the womb, so to speak, to be able to do an injection or play or, you know, they're doing surgery on fetuses now, or what they call fetuses. I call them babies. So they're doing surgery now before the baby's born. Why could they do these kind of things? Why do they have to create a baby from scratch? To help women with the mitochondria problems from passing them on to their children, scientists removed the nucleus DNA from the egg of the prospective mother and inserted it into a donor egg from which the donor DNA has been removed. This can happen before or after fertilization. The resulting embryo ends up with a nucleus DNA from its parents, but mitochondria DNA from a donor. Yes, let's really screw around with nature or God. The DNA from the donor mount to less than 1% of the resulting embryo's genes. Come on, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But close your eyes and think about this. Think about the way God set this up and how he set it up to happen. The whole process, how DNA works along with your genes, the dad, the mom, to make this all come together. You know, I've read articles that say a lot of the genetic issues that we have today, a lot of the problems that our kids have, a lot of the birth defects are due to the food we're ingesting and due to the things that are in our air. Now, that's either right or wrong. I'm no expert, but I would say to you, definitely, when you think about people, you know, years ago, I remember the studies that were done around the Pittsburgh area and coal miners, but Pittsburgh, where steel was actually being made and poured and all of that. That those people were very susceptible to black lung. People who never worked in a steel mine. or a steel plant. Well, why do you think that was? I remember going through Pittsburgh in the heyday when steel was still being majorly produced there. You could smell it in the air. You could smell that molten steel. Whatever it was, you could smell it in the air. It was disgusting. And I couldn't imagine living there. The license granted to Newcastle University relates only to the clinic's capacity to perform techniques. Yeah, because they always follow the rules to the nth degree, right? Britain's fertility regulator said the clinic must apply for each individual patient to be treated. No patient application has yet been approved. Now, I've also read that when it comes to screwing around with DNA, they've created some animals from DNA, that those animals don't live as long as the other animals, that they have a lot of issues and problems, just in general. So why are we playing around with it from a human perspective? I mean, I realize that some people want, fixes for genetic issues. You've got kids, and like I said, my kids are all healthy. I mean, they got to share little issues, but those are usually between the ears. So I don't understand. I can't empathize with somebody because I've never had these issues. But there's got to be other ways to do this without screwing around with DNA, because I think that I personally believe that is extremely dangerous. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And the idea here on this show is to get you to think. All I want you to do is think. I want you to think about why you believe what you believe. I want you to think about why you spew your party line, your religious line, your whatever. And again, so we're clear, you don't have to explain anything to me. I'm not here to be your moral compass, your moral guide, whatever. I'm here to poke you. So before you start arguing with me about something, I want you to be able to back it up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side coming up on the last segment. Don't miss it. I'm going to make your skin crawl. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Who's this? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me. Do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Conversation? What the heck is that? Conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're involved, engaged, and really want to get some information. Look, I don't always hit it. I make mistakes sometimes. And it depends on you guys to send me emails to let me know. Because, I make the mistake sometimes of reading stories or doing stories that are sent to me during the break that I really like. Some of them are usually goofy stories. They're not like hardcore in your face about anything. So, in the last segment, I just like to go pick it on some of these stories that people send me. Here's one that I thought was interesting. See if some of you agree with this. You might not. So, federal court ruled the other day that school boards can pray before a board meeting. Now, somebody knows or some people know that I am on a school board in Southern California. They sent this to me like, here you go, Joe. Here's your license. Well, let me go through the story first, and then I'll give you my mindset, all right? So the left's been attacking, you know, both public displays and private practice of Christianity with increasing fervor. You know, and you've seen that with the Freedom From Religion freaks. I lovingly refer to them to that because, seriously, they are out and about suing every chance they can. They've been in front of the Supreme Court a half a dozen times trying to get any kind of reference to God removed from any of our documents. And I mean that sincerely. So apparently they would have to get rid of almost 90% of every constitutional, state constitution there is, because they all refer to Almighty God. You'd have to get rid of a bunch of our papers, because we have, in the early days, we signed the papers in the year of our Lord. Now, last I checked, Lord had to do with God. It didn't have to do with, an imaginary figure, whatever. But they'd have to go through all of those, right? From the Pledge of Allegiance, In God We Trust, off the court. They want all this stuff gone. And the funny thing about it is, when you talk to most people who are, as long as it's not shoved in their face, you talk to some atheists or Buddhists or whatever, people who don't normally believe in God, a higher power, if you would, they're usually not offended by it. The only ones offended by it seem to be, or big time anyway, is, you know, the ACLU and the Freedom From Religion freaks. I mean, we've done, you go back to my website and you can look, therealside.com. We've done story after story after story about how they've sued for some of the most ridiculous things. And then one year I was blessed. We were given out a button that said, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I got emails from people, from atheists to Jews and others, who said, look, I don't believe what you believe, but I think you ought to have a right to say it. So I want one of your buttons. Now, they could be bullpucking me, and maybe they took the buttons and threw them away afterward. I don't know, but I don't believe that, because the emails seem to be very sincere and long-winded in some cases, especially an atheist person who sent me one and said, look, I don't believe in God, and I don't actually think you're the smartest guy in the world for believing in God, but I believe in your right to be able to speak to it, to be able to speak it out. It doesn't bother me, and I'd like to stick up for you. And I thought that was really cool. That was one of those things that restores my faith in some people. Anyway, the story goes on that a Texas appeals court has ruled that voluntary student-led prayers are not a violation of the First Amendment and can therefore be recited at school board meetings. In 2015, the American Humanist Association sued the Birdville School District because the board members began their meetings with prayer, which they claimed was a violation of the First Amendment. Now, through its practicing and promoting of Christian prayers. The thing is that in most cases, any group is welcome to come up and pray. You know, you have to do it decent and in order, and it has to be scheduled out. So Isaiah Smith, a graduate of Birdview High, claimed that the prayers made him feel unwelcome at a public meeting and that the school board endorsed Christianity. Now, first and foremost, I'm not going to stick up for this particular person, because my attitude is this. If a prayer, if something like that makes you feel unwanted, what did the prayer say? God, thanks for blessing all Christians and all those other fools. We hope you strike them with thunder. I mean, seriously, what did it say? Because most people who pray that I know, or most people that pray where I'm at, we pray for to be able to make the right decisions, to be guided to do the right thing, to make sure, you know, in my case, before I go into a school board meeting, when I'm out in a parking lot, I pray for guidance. I pray that I do the right thing for those kids, that I do the right thing with the money, that God illuminates the things that I need to know about, because I want to do the right job. I don't pray for strength to come against teachers, kids, and lifestyles and things that I don't agree with. I never do that. So anyway, a federal appeals court judge on Monday, a Texas school board may open its meetings with student-led prayer without violating the U.S. Constitution. In a 3-0 decision, the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals rejected an appeal by the American Humanist Association, which said the practice by the Birdview Independent School District violated the First Amendment. Now, the appeals court also reversed a lower court judge's denial of qualified immunity to school board members and dismissed the case against them. So these guys didn't just go after the school board, the district. They went after the school board members one by one for not protecting the children. So think about that. Right? So, and usually when kids want something, when the students want something, it's legal and okay. The Supreme Court has said when it comes to children and their freedoms and their rights on campuses, they have many in those areas, especially when it comes to freedom of speech. There are other areas they don't have as many. It's really funny. Some of you will find it distasteful, but a school campus is kind of its own little island, its own little government. And, you know, you don't need a permit to search, I mean, a warrant to search things on the school campus because the safety of the children as a whole outweighs any individual person's rights. And I, you know, now that I've been in it, I agree with that. When you have 2,000 kids on campus, you have another 200 teachers on campus. I mean, think about how many people in a very small area. And if there's rumors of a gun, a knife, a weapon, a bomb, or what have you, how many warrants do you have to get? How much permission do you actually need? So, anyway, the appeals court upheld a lower court ruling which tossed the lawsuit citing a 2014 Supreme Court ruling allowing prayers at the town council meeting in Greece, New York. Now, in a written statement, the Birdview School District noted the decision was a complete vindication. President Trump's Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, may herself be an advocate for introducing prayer in school. I am not an advocate for prayer in school. I'll tell you why in a second. In 2000, a Wall Street Journal article described DeVos as an activist who spent time crisscrossing Michigan in a huge Lincoln Navigator with a Bible in the seat pocket. Oh, my God, ever arrested. It's terrible. Big Lincoln Navigator and a Bible. That's like three strikes out of three, isn't it? Anyway, she would start and end some meetings with voucher supporters in prayer. Terrible. Disgusting. I will never understand why people are against kids being able to go to whatever school fits them, fits their needs, and will get a great education. I've never understood that. Now, about prayer in school. I'm a Christian. I got Christian kids. I go to church. I believe in prayer. Talk to God a lot during the day. The idea that I want a government-led prayer in school, you have to be out of your mind. See, I'm in California. I see how they twist and do things. You know, I'll teach my kids how to pray before they leave the house. Because, you know, I want protection from the minute they step out of the house to when they get back into the house, if you would. I don't need to wait them to wait till they get to school so the teacher can say, you know, repeat after me, oh great and powerful creator, wanderer of the universe, who may or may, I mean, can you see Governor Jerry Brown, Jerry Moonbeam Brown, writing a prayer for our kids? Come on, let that jump around in your head. If you don't giggle, nothing makes you laugh. I don't want government doing any of that. If the kids want to pray around a flagpole, they should be allowed to. You want to give them 2 minutes of a minute of silent meditation in the beginning of the day so they get their thoughts squared away or pray or whatever, that's fine too. But to mandate prayer at the beginning of every day, I think is wrong. I don't think it makes sense. But that's my personal opinion. I know a lot of people don't believe me, but that is my personal opinion. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You know, get involved, get engaged. Don't just listen to this show. There's so many other shows out there that you can get involved with, you can listen to, and you can find out what's going on. You can get some insight. You don't have to agree. You just have to get information. You have to know how the other side thinks so you can at least speak to them, right? Otherwise, you're guessing at what they believe. I do the same thing with religion. I find out what other people believe before I sit down and put my finger in their face and say, I know you believe this. It doesn't work. Hey, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time with me. I know there's so many other things you could have been doing, and you gave your time to me, and I do appreciate that. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.